Saturday, April 13th, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to our assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our midday hymn, help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and single out his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. I yearn for your saving help, I hope in your word, my eyes yearn to see your promise. When will you console me? Though parched and exhausted with waiting, I have not forgotten your commands. How long must your servant suffer? When will you judge my foes? For me the proud have dug pitfalls against your law. Your commands are all true. Then help me when lies oppress me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I kept your precepts. Because of your love, give me life, and I will do your will. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, when evil seems to triumph, Lord, and our hope begins to fail, give us courage and perseverance in doing your will. Psalm 61. O God, hear my cry, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call, my heart is faint. On the rock too high for me to reach, set me on high. O you who have been my refuge, my tower against the foe. Let me dwell in your tent forever and hide in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, hear my prayer. Grant me the heritage of those who fear you. May you lengthen the life of the king. May his years cover many generations. May he ever sit enthroned before God. Bid love and truth be his protection. So I will always praise your name and day after day fulfill my vows. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, love and truth of the Father, you came to earth to relieve the pain of your exile. You took our weakness as your own, uphold us when our hearts grow faint, until we stand with you before God and praise your name. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, as I complain. Guard my life from dread of the foe. Hide me from the band of the wicked, from the throng of those who do evil. They sharpen their tongues like swords, they aim bitter words like arrows, to shoot at the innocent from ambush, shooting suddenly and recklessly. They scheme their evil course, they conspire to lay secret snares. They say, who will see us? Who can search out our crimes? He will search who searches the mind and knows the depths of the heart. God has shot them with his arrow and dealt them sudden wounds. Their own tongue has brought them to ruin, and all who see them mock. Then will all men fear. They will tell what God has done. They will understand God's deeds. The just will rejoice in the Lord and fly to him for refuge. All the upright hearts will glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, Father, you gave your Son victory over the men who plotted evil against him. When he cried to you in his agony, you delivered him from fear of his enemies. May those who suffer with him in this life find refuge and success in you. And repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And a reading for this midday is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Christ is now raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Death came through a man, hence the resurrection of the dead comes through a man also. Just as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will come to life. In the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let us pray, God, our Father, look upon us with love. You redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.